Economist, our man from the NGS, joining us. And a reminder about something, actually, first of all, that Jeff Stonebanks was on my programme talking about on Friday, which is the Macmillan Trail in its eighth year, and then we'll look at some of the gardens you've selected. Hello, Jeff.
Good morning, Joe and Pip. How are you doing? All right?
Yeah, we're good. We're good, thank you. We've got some nice biscuits on the go here and a cup of tea, and obviously, in case any management are listening in, working very hard.
I'm sure that you are.
So, Friday, you were telling us about something that was, I suppose, your brainchild going back 8 years that was happening through today and yesterday.
That's right. I mean, yesterday was a bit of a shame because the weather wasn't on our side. So, we had a great time. I mean, Christine walked and was here for 7 hours. I took her around for some of the gardens. It was a bit wet for the speeches and the cutting of the ribbon, but the day improved and we still had lots of visitors and raised quite a lot of money. I won't know the final total until we've opened today, and we've got 16 of the 21 gardens are open today, from Brighton to Seaford. So there's plenty to see and lots of tea and cake to be had.
Okay, information online for that Macmillan Trail. You can look at macmillantrail.co.uk. That's the website, isn't it?
Yeah, macmillangardentrail.co.uk. www.macmillangardentrail.co.uk. And if anybody wants to get other information, you can ring me on 01323 899 296.
All right, on with the NGS selection.
Okay, well, the year is certainly moving on at a pace because we're now looking at gardens that are opening in August. As usual, all the gardens I mention allow children in free and serve those delicious homemade tea and cakes unless I say otherwise. So let's start today in West Sussex with the Folly in Charlton near Chichester. This is a colourful cottage garden surrounding a 16th century period house with herbaceous borders, well stocked with a wide range of plants, including a variety of perennials, grasses, annuals and shrubs to provide year-long colour and interest. And it's opening on August the 18th from 2 to 5pm with entry £4. Next up in Horsham is 4 Ben's Acre, which is described as inspirational, a visual delight on different levels, featuring ponds, a rockery, summerhouse, arbours, topiary and succulents. An oasis of colour, texture and harmony with roses, flowering shrub and much more. See what a diverse space can be created on a small scale with surprises at every turn. And this garden will open on August 24th from 1 to 5 and entry there is £4.50. Over now in East Sussex, listeners can explore the fabulous Follers Manor in White Way near Alfriston. This is a contemporary garden designed by Ian Kitson and is attached to a lovely 17th century listed historic farmhouse. Through the entrance courtyard, find the sunken garden, herbaceous displays, wildlife pond, wildflower meadows, woodland area and beautiful views of the South Downs. This year it's opening on the 10th and 11th of August from midday to 5pm with entry £7. Next up, the runner-up in Gardeners World magazine Garden of the Year competition 2018 was Linfield Jungle at 16 Newton Road in Haywards Heath. It's going to open on August 26th from 1 to 5pm. It's a surprising intimate garden, approximately 17 metres by 8, and has been transformed since 1999 into an atmospheric jungle oasis planted for tropical effect. It's lush and exuberant with an emphasis on foliage and hot colours that develop through the season. Entry here is £6 and that admission will also get you entry to 5 Whiteman's Close nearby too. The East Sussex County Organiser's Garden, Butler's Farmhouse in Butler's Lane in Hurstmonceux, opens on the weekend of the 10th and 11th of August from 2 to 5. It's a one-acre plot in a lovely rural setting with views of the South Downs, mainly herbaceous with rainbow borders, small pond and Cornish-inspired beach corners. And the secret here is also, as well as the secret jungle, is that there is jazz in the garden too, and entry here is £6. Over now to northeast Hampshire with Wheatley House, Wheatley Lane, Borden, which is situated on a rural hilltop with panoramic views over Alice Holt Forest and the South Downs. The owner admits to being much more of an artist than a plants woman. She sounds like my sort of gardener, but has had a great fun recreating this 1.5 acre garden full of interesting and unusual planting combinations. The sweeping mixed borders and shrubs are spectacular, and it'll open on August the 17th and 18th from 1:30 to 5:30 with admission £5. Next up, Berry Cottage, Church Road, Upper Farringdon in Alton. This is a small organic cottage garden with year-round interest designed and maintained by the owner. See roses, clematis and colour-themed herbaceous borders. Pond, bog, garden, shrubby too, and it opens on August the 18th from 2 to 5pm with entry £8, and here the admission also gets you entry to the Thatch Cottage close by. Finally into Surrey, where Pratcham Grange in Tanhurst Lane, Holmbury St Mary, opens the garden gate on August the 18th from 1 to 5. This 5-acre garden is overlooked by Holmbury Hill and Leith Hill and features two ponds joined by a cascading stream, extensive scented rose and blue hydrangea beds, and the entry here is £5. Over now to the last garden, which is 69 Salisbury Grove in Mitchett, near Camberley. It's on the Surrey-Hampshire border and is a small garden with a difference. It's full of garden art, crafts and sculptures, plus terracotta and glazed pots, and there's much to see. The garden specialises in aces and grasses, amongst others. There's also a bus shelter, yes, really, I'm told, and a fish pond. Garden decorations are for sale too when it opens on the 10th of August from midday to 5pm with entry £3. There we have it, Joe, for next month, and I'll update listeners on the September gardens at the end of next month. But as usual, if anybody wants more information on these NGS gardens, they can call 01483 211535 Monday to Friday, or as usual, visit www.ngs.org.uk.
Good man. All right, I hope today's a good day for you. MacmillanGardenTrail.co.uk is the website for today's activity, and we will speak in a month. Do you take
Thank
it
you
easy?
Thank you very much indeed, Joe. Have a great day.
Cheers, matey. Bye-bye.
On BBC Two. Bye.